There's nothing like a woman in love. That is Perry. She previously of Little Mix. 12 minutes past 12. And let's throw forward now as we bring in our business futurist, Maurice Misolowski. And as we normally do on a Tuesday lunchtime, to talk about what the future holds. Always a great question, Maurice, isn't it?
It is, and as long as we can keep asking it, it's a wonderful world. Hi, James, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes. Now, let's talk about particularly jobs. And will AI take away our jobs? There's a lot of noise out there at the moment. Facebook announced it was cutting 10% of its workforce and basically saying it was moving towards AI. And I guess that set the ripples of worry rolling across the ocean, just around the world, to sort of say, well, maybe we are closer than we think to AI taking away our cheese, taking away our jobs. Maurice, what say you?
No.
Okay. Good no. to be clear.
The answer is, of course, and there's nothing good to be said about this, of course some people will lose their jobs to AI. There's really nothing that I can add to that. It's a terrible thing. And it comes down to skill sets, and this is not better or worse. This doesn't make the person any less wonderful than they were before. Some people will lose their jobs. It's as simple as that. But the wholesale nature that we're being told of AI equals job loss makes no sense whatsoever. It didn't make sense when the PC came in and we were told everybody's going to lose their job. Didn't make sense when the internet came in. Didn't make sense when when we got tractors, when we got any sort of technology. The next big headline always is, and you can bet your bottom dollar on this, the next big headline is, whatever that technology's name is, causes job loss.
And all of those technologies, in a way, are a kind of AI, aren't they?
Well, they're all building up to it. So I don't want to downplay what AI will do. It'll definitely change the job world. It'll definitely change the work world. It'll do that, and it has already done that. But if you follow my philosophy, and no reason you should, but this is my belief in the way that work works, is that work is really made up of a series of tasks. There are things we need to do every day. You know, we need to open a book, we need to write something in it, we need to add something up. It's a series of activities, and that leads to our work as a complete set of activity. The reality is that AI will definitely 100% take some of those activities away from us, or tasks away from us, because they're better done by a piece of machinery, the same way that Excel or Word or anything else that came along did the same thing. We no longer had to type on the typewriter. It made sense to type it onto a screen for all sorts of reasons. So AI will definitely take away some of the tasks and some of the things that we now do by humans, you know, by rotation or repeat or whatever else, will definitely disappear. But as most of us have witnessed throughout our lives, as soon as somebody tells us we're not going to have to work as much, it is avalanche of other things that take up the time that that once did, because there are a whole set of new tasks that have to be done. And I think that's much closer to the reality of what's going to happen. And let's have a look at this specifically with Meta and our friend Zuckerberg and see what's really going on behind the numbers.
What is going on?
So
give us some insight, Maurice, as you can do.
So what it says, and this is from their own reports, this is not people, you know, making it up. These are Meta's records that have said this. Meta is definitely laying off 10% of its workforce. Again, nothing good to be said about it. 8,000 people worldwide will not have a job. I absolutely disagree because of artificial intelligence, though, because what it says is that, from their own records, is that they are getting rid of the majority of people from Reality Labs. I don't know about you, James, but I haven't seen much come out of Reality Labs.
I don't even really know what Reality Labs are. What are they, Boris?
Hallelujah! That's exactly the right question, because they were meant to be the division that set up all of the goggles, the glasses, the 3Ds, the metaverses, all those things.
Right. Right.
And you'll remember, I think you and I actually did speak maybe a year or two ago, that Zuckerberg had put all of his money onto doing some kind of virtual world.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And he believed that that was going to be the next holy grail, and he thought there were a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of effort should go into that. It might just be me, but I haven't been there yet. I mean, I haven't even seen a reason to be there yet.
Yeah.
So those people that were involved with it did terrific work, did incredible work, just don't need it anymore because the return hasn't been there. So a lot of those people are now losing their jobs as well. Again, not downplaying what that means to each individual human, but as a collective, what happened to Facebook and what happens to most organisations is we are just post-COVID. I know it seems like forever ago, but we're just post-COVID. We're just to the point where most of those corporations were getting big, fat and hungry. They were putting on lots and lots and lots of people, and they were building new structures. They were kind of getting AI bedded down. They were kind of finishing off technology. They were moving into the cloud. They were moving from into work at home. There were lots of things that technology needed to do after COVID that required all sorts of people to assist them to do it. Mm. They just don't need them anymore. And this would have happened anyway. It was going to happen anyway. Artificial intelligence is kind of the rug that allowed companies to say, rather than do it by drip feed, you know what? Zuckerberg said it last week. Microsoft said it the week before. We might as well join the bandwagon because everyone's blaming AI anyway, and we'll get rid of a whole lot of people now instead of drip feeding.
Under the cynically,
that's my belief, and I've seen this happen over 30 years. 30 years at least, where companies choose some bad thing as it's played out and says, okay, well, we're willing now to jump off the cliff as well. We'll take a bit of heat, but we can say it's everybody else doing it as well.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Well, I can understand how that happens, and you're absolutely right. It's happened on countless occasions down through the years. Someone else takes the blame. I suppose it just sort of strikes a chord at the moment. But there's plenty of reports out there, aren't there, that say different things. And I was looking at one from Boston Consulting, which is a big consulting group in the US, and they were saying that over the next 2 or 3 years, 50 to 55% of jobs in the US will be, here's the word, reshaped by AI. Yes. Now, that comes into what you're saying, right?
It absolutely does. And I 100% agree with that. I do not believe that there will be one job, and I don't make big statements like that often. I don't believe that there will be one job in the next 3 years, five definitely. They haven't somewhat been shifted, changed, altered by artificial intelligence. Something in most of our jobs has already shifted, truthfully. But for those that haven't seen it yet, rare and far apart, 3 years for sure till something shifts. But that doesn't mean that they'll lose their job entirely.
Right.
It might mean they have to reskill. It might mean that they lose a portion of what they do and it's replaced by something else.
Mm.
So those things will happen. That's what that refers to. I talk about it in my work as being humaned, H-U-M-A-N-D.
Mm.
And I've had this philosophy for 20 plus years, which is that humans work with machines, work with artificial intelligence, and we need to figure out the task that's being done, which is better done by which one of those, humans, machine, artificial intelligence, or a combination of all three or two of those. And that's how that task, not the job, but that's how that task is better done. And then we assemble all of those together to get our end result.
I suppose the good news about all of this is that the kind of jobs that are going to go away are those that involve a lot of repetition, you know, having to do the same thing, because that's one of the things that AI is really good at, isn't it? Where there's a defined thing that has to be done many times.
A plus B equals C. Perfect. Could not be better. And we know that we're getting into AGI, which is general intelligence, which can do a bit better than that. It can actually extrapolate. Maybe it doesn't equal 3 or 2, whatever the end of that thing is. Maybe there's a slight variation. I can think a bit more widely. But you're right. Artificial intelligence is exactly that. It's non-human thinking. And we need to keep remembering that there will still be jobs for humans. I spent so many decades fighting this battle, being told that humans will not have work. And I truly don't know, as a species yet, how many of us have seen permanent retirement at the age of 20 with a martini on the Greek islands or wherever else they want to be with a bank full of money. It just doesn't exist. It's just never going to.
We can dream. We can dream.
We can, but and we should.
I suppose, you know, what this could lead to is us actually doing more enjoyable and responsible jobs, really, can't it? Because it just it can take away the drudgery, the stuff that just has to be done day in, day out, that folks don't really want to do.
It can, but we need to be careful with that too, because the reality is that for a great number of people, not because they're not capable of more, but their jobs are repetitive. The job that they've chosen to do is something that is repetitive, and that's where they make their money. When you look at the basis for that, they are often lower skilled, lower paid people that will find it more difficult, most probably, to switch into some other task-oriented work or to gain money. So I truly get that at the bottom of these repetitive tasks are people that will find it more difficult to find other work. And again, I don't have an easy solution for that. So I'm not as willing to say that, yes, it does take out the repetition of work. It makes my life easier, makes other people's lives easier, and it does bring some more enjoyment to it because we can release all that angst of having to do the same thing over and over again. But I totally accept, on the other hand, as I've said, that for some people, with all of the best intent, the best learning and the most wonderful minds, their work is repetitive and does, unfortunately, may not stand up to AI. And we really do have to understand what we do with those people, how we help them to move up or move on or do what they need to do.
Now, looking at this report from Boston Consulting, there's a diagram in there with a headline which says, agentic AI may drive high levels of task automation in 43% of jobs. I don't want to focus on the task automation in 43% of jobs. I want to focus on this term, Maurice, which you can probably help us with, and that is agentic AI. And we hear it, we're starting to hear it quite a lot, but to be perfectly honest, I don't really understand what it means. Can you throw some light on it, agentic AI?
Sure. So it's seen as the next evolution of artificial intelligence. The one we've had for the last 3 years is AI. I mean, we're all used to that term. Mm. What's happening now, and been happening for about 6 months commercially, but of course behind the scenes research been going on for decades, is that what we've done is we've now understood what artificial intelligence can do. It can bring information in really, really quickly, like a really good librarian, can assemble it and do magic for us. If we take the word, which I think is the easiest way to understand what agentic is, and just take it from its origin, which is agent. Hmm. When you hire an agent, like a real estate agent or a travel agent or a strategist agent, you're asking them to do something on your behalf. So supplement my thinking and my actions and do this task for me. Book me my travel, book me the restaurant, whatever it is that this agent's doing for you. That's agentic. Mm. So what you're asking AI is you're actually giving it a bit of a leg up, and you're saying, I don't just want you to assemble information, I want you to be my agent. Actually go away, don't just tell me roughly what the airfares might be for this wonderful trip to Hong Kong and where I might stay. These are the dates I'm going on. This is the sort of hotel I might like. This is the sort of adventures I might want to do. And go away and actually 100% look at the airfares that are available in real time, the hotels that are available, put me together an itinerary. And then if I give you permission, I want you to go ahead and actually book these things, so pay for me. Now, that's a big step, and nobody should do that now, but it's capable of doing it. So you can allow it to be your agent, tell it what you want, and it'll actually go away in real time and get real quotes, real understanding, and if you ask it, ask you for your permission, and if you don't, and you must, please, you must, but if you don't, for whatever reason, it'll actually go away and book it and send you the end result.
Right.
Agentic.
So in some ways, of course, that's not really any different, is it, than managing folks? You know, if you're running a company or an operation or a department or a section or something, and you've got a number of people working for you, you're managing those folks, and sometimes you push stuff out to third parties, maybe a travel agent if you're working and they have to book something, as you're indicating. And it's kind of just doing the same thing, but not with necessarily people in your office, but with, you know, people out there who can do things possibly better than you can hire someone to do?
Faster, quicker, swifter. And better, because better is always subjective, but definitely right. Faster, quicker, swifter. The reality is what you've just described is the part of the workforce of tomorrow. People are already saying that you now manage agentic AI as well as people, because what you can get is somebody to do something, I should say, this agentic AI. And it's amazing how many people are actually giving them names now. I was sitting yesterday having coffee with somebody who is what I consider to be the guru in this field. Mm. I mean, literally, what he doesn't know about this field and what's coming up is just not worth knowing. He's that good. And wow. Even he was showing me what he's doing for himself. And each one of those little agentic AIs, which is go away and do my research for me, you know, overnight, he has at 4 o'clock every morning, he has it scour the entire universe of media to bring him in topics, quotes, and other things around his specialty. It's phenomenal the stuff he's got these agentic AIs to do in his business. Each one of those now has a name. It's called Phyllis and Bob and whatever else, and he's managing them as a workforce. You know, Bob goes on at 4 a.m. and he does this, and that's how he's talking to me. And then Phyllis will come in at 8 a.m. and she'll do my accounts, and this one will come in at that point and will go out and look for people for me. And so he's now managing a workforce which is physical, people, humans, and also a workforce of agentic AIs, each of which does the tasks they want, and they interact with each other. So Bob can ask Phyllis to do something, something, and they kind of come in and out of each other's world as they need to. And all of this is done not with him orchestrating it. He did it in the beginning, set it all up, manages it, but it knows what it needs to do and which one of these other agents it needs to bring in for a particular task, one-off or ongoing, to get something done.
The future, Maurice, the future. It all sounds, how can I put it? Kind of exhilarating.
Strange.
Well, strange, but I think kind of exhilarating because it's a new beginning and doing stuff in a different way. And we've all got to adapt, haven't we, to move forward.
I think we all need to make a decision, an active decision. I'm not sure if we need to adapt because I don't think everybody wholesale should do anything. Mm. But I think we should not fear it as much as we might do and make an active decision. It's either a part of our life or it isn't. Both of those are great, but we need to learn to live with the consequences of both. And then I think we've got a happy life.
Maurice Mizalowski is always with us on a Tuesday lunchtime on The Brew. Maurice, always an insightful conversation. Much appreciated. We'll speak to you on The Brew this time next week. Thanks, mate.
Look forward to it. Have a great week.
Cheers.